Well, the weather is getting warmer, at least up until today. And balmy summer evenings are perfect for sitting outside, sipping a little vino. So what type of wine to pick than a nice rosé?
Well, they're among the favorites of Washingtonian wine columnist and blogger Scott Greenberg, who joins us on Skype to talk about some in the WTOP Wine of the Week. Great to have you back, Scott.
Sean, Hillary, I love rosé.
And we love you.
Oh, good.
Well, tell us, before we get into specific wines, what makes a rosé different from other types and why you like it so much?
Great question. Well, you know, most red wines get their color from lengthy contact between the juice and the red grape skins. Well, rosés, what happens is they use a method called sanyi, literally bleeding off the juice from the skin soon after the grapes are crushed. So it departs, the skins literally depart a pale or pinkish hue to the wine. But what happens, what's left behind are these beautiful flavors and high, bright acidity. So that's kind of what makes rosé. It's, you know, contrary to some people, it is not a blend of red and white wine. No, it is a bleeding of the skin away from the juice.
So let's talk about some of your favorites. And let's begin with one from España.
Yeah, well, you know, this one will make your tongue shout hola. The 2015 Aracal Rosa from the Ribera del Duero region of Spain. It's made from 100% Tempranillo, which is a little unusual, but man, it works. It exudes aromas of strawberry and rhubarb on the nose and beautiful flavors of strawberry, peaches, and cherries in the mouth. The finish is crisp and dry. It'll pair great with, say, grilled or roasted chicken, and it's a lot of wine for just $15.
Well, what if you're looking for something a little more traditional?
Well, then I would drink the 2014 Chateau de Lancer Rosé, not your dad or mom's Lancer. This is a beautiful wine from the Languedoc appellation of France. Pretty salmon pink color belies its pedigree of Syrah, Grenache, and Cinsault, but it's a full-bodied wine dominated by flavors of red berries and lychee and beautiful tropical fruit. And then you get wonderful minerality and bright acidity that acts like a refreshing counterbalance, and it kind of leaves this little tangy sensation after each sip. $16.
What do you like from the U.S., Scott?
Oh, well, you know, the 2014 Tablas Creek Petlin de Tablas Rosé, and this is from the central coast of California. It's considered one of the finest rosés made in America. It's outstanding, made from Grenache, Mourvèdre, and Cinsault, and it's just bright and fresh with dried cherry, wildflower, a little watermelon, too. Beautiful, again, that crisp, balanced acidity gives you a racy finish. $20 and a beautiful wine.
Oh, excellent stuff. Thanks, Scott.
No worries, I got to get back to mine.
Okay, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist and blogger for Washingtonian Magazine. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of his wine recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.
644.